Hello, this is Paul Gannon, and guess who this is?
I'm Eli Silverman. Hi, everybody.
And we're just here before this week's episode to say this episode would not be possible without the massive help of Tom from Channel 84 Variety Hour podcast show.
It wouldn't exist.
It wouldn't exist.
It would not exist.
We recorded this Tap Hunt episode, it would have been 2 weeks ago now, as of you listening. And long story short...
Oh, don't say that.
Card was corrupted. I thought I'd lost it. Tom found it. Tom rescued it. The whole shebang. And thanks to him, we now have 2 weeks of episodes for you to enjoy.
Thank you, Tom, for rescuing the episode. And it is a brilliant thing because we did have such a lovely time.
We had
a lot of fun in Teddington and a magic moment. I think it's going to be a classic, personally. Well, and Tom,
maybe
you salvaged it.
You saved it
from oblivion.
So say thank you to Tom if you see him on the socials, as the kids say. Now, part one this week is the Tat Hunt itself, where we go into Teddington and we look for the stuff. But join us next week, because boy howdy... Whoa,
oh
does
my God,
next week, does next
you
week
fit
go
about
off the
18
rails?
Cliches into like 30 seconds there. The boy howdy thing, the long story short thing.
Well,
it does my
that
head
door.
In.
Shut
you're
that
not, you're not
door.
Like this in
Ooh.
Real life.
Shut
you know that.
That. Door.
It's only
Ooh.
When you turn it on. Ooh. The fucking.
What a gay day. Shut that door.
The brain fart comes
anyway.
On. Anyway, enjoy
anyway,
the
you've
episode.
Ruined it now. You enjoy the fucking episode. Here we go.
You enjoy it.
Tat Hunt Part 1. Eat it.
Nice journey, though.
Yes.
Right.
Fine.
Well, think about it before we do this first bit.
It's all right. I'm recording already. We're off.
Oh.
We're off, mate. We're off to the races already.
It's no good.
So.
It's no good. Now, hello, everybody. I'm in a good mood. I'm feeling sunshine. Let's just make it positive, right? We're in Teddington. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're in Teddington today, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's when the cheap show boys go down to Teddington for a picnic. Are we having a picnic?
I mean, we could if you wanted. It's a nice day. Look, I think I'm going to need to warm up to this week's episode because I've been working basically 3 10-hour days in a row.
You know what I've been doing? Drinking.
Yeah, fuck all, you see.
Drinking. No, I haven't been. I've been...
Do you know what I am when I get tired?
Angry.
Violent. Really violent and angry.
I'm not trying to make you angry, man. I'm just trying to entertain everyone. I'm in a good mood. The sun is literally a beautiful day, isn't it?
If I didn't know better, I'd say it was a spring day today. It's got spring day vibes.
Absolutely does. You absolutely do right.
Stop doing my word cock-up stuff. That's my gimmick. You can't have that. It's the only thing I've got.
It's because you're tired. You're actually taking more time. And I'm Mr. Speed Up.
Who knows this? When I'm more hungover or ill or tired, I'm much better podcaster. What a shocking, horrible revelation that is.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's to do if you're... Neurodiversity.
So, look, we're doing a two-part Tat Hunt today. Two episodes, the price of one, recorded in one day. Episode one this week, we're out and about looking for stuff. Episode two next week, where we evaluate and price and discuss the things we buy in part one.
Now, you may be asking yourselves, why did they choose Teddington? No, them.
All right. They don't know we're in Teddington yet. We haven't told them.
I did. I just
did.
Yeah.
Can we do it again? Because I'm playing catch-up.
We're in Teddington.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that enough of it?
They have TV studios here, don't they?
Home of Thames TV at one point.
I think I saw Red Dwarf filmed here.
Thames, was Red Dwarf Thames?
Well, no, because this is like Red Dwarf Series 10 when it was in the Dave era. So this...
Dave era.
Yeah, you know Dave TV.
What? Ah, the Dave era. Dave actually commissioned something.
Yeah, for the past like 10 years they've been doing it.
Is Dave still on?
Yeah.
Anyway... not for long. They're going to take all of them off, aren't they? There's not going to be any.
I don't want to talk about the TV station, Dave.
You brought it up.
No, I just said we filmed... Because you said Thames TV, and I corrected you by saying it was Dave. It was part of the ongoing discussion.
Well done for knowing that.
No, you can't now. I've just decided.
No, come on, please. I've got stuff to say. Right. Well, listener, you may be asking yourself, why? Why have they gone to Teddington? Now, if you were a Patreon supporter of this podcast, you would...
Or you listened to episode Night Bus and that we kicked out this year because we released that one.
We released it for everyone, did we?
At the end, it was the Night Bus to Heathrow.
Heathrow. We took London's longest bus route, which used to be the X7, the X26, but is now in the Superloop network and is the SL7, from West Croydon to Heathrow. On that journey, documented... In the night busing episode, if you don't know what night busing is, it's a spin-off episode where we go on night buses and we talk. Yep.
On a night bus.
Right. on that episode, we...
I'm just, this is how I'm getting involved.
On that episode...
Yep.
We went through a place and Paul noted there's a load of charity shops and it looked like an absolute oasis of charity shops.
Yep.
And Paul said, remember what the next station is. Now, the next station was Hatton Cross. And it turned out, when I looked it up, that the stretch of that route we were on is actually the longest gap between bus stations, bus stops, rather, on the whole of the network, Paul.
So it's hard to put your finger on where we passed as a result.
Now, I looked up the route, and I saw where Hatton Cross was, and I saw what the stop before was, and then I looked at, triangulated onto what the nearest station was, and it was Teddington. We're standing outside Teddington Station right now, and it's nice.
Lovely little station.
It's a lovely day.
Lovely day.
Now, there are two main sort of shopping streets here, which I believe that bus went through. Broad Street, Teddington, and the High Street. So I'm not exactly sure which one we went down, but it's one of those two. So there you go.
I think a clue will be when we see the Superloop on that route on the road, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. So I think that's where we should start looking. Yeah. And that's why we're here. But we're hoping for a good charity shop bounty today. Mm-hmm. And there are the rules of the game, which Paul will lay
we'll
out.
We'll do
now.
It after the intro. No, we'll do the. We'll bring
is
the
this
music
the intro?
In.
I don't even
this is
know
the
anymore.
Cold open into the intro music.
It's not cold.
And then
it's
after
quite
the.
Warm.
It's a warm intro, isn't it? Well, it's a knackered old ticket machine.
In a bin bag.
Wrapped in bin bag. Forgotten.
It looks like it's going to a Halloween party, and you know, well, in the 80s.
As a bin bag.
No, do you remember going to a Halloween. Last minute, everyone would go as a punk because they go, oh, it's got a bin bag.
Yeah.
You know, at uni. It's more of a uni thing.
It is.
It's like a half-assed.
So, what you're saying is this out of use ticket machine for cars is actually dressing up as a 1980s fancy dress punk.
No, yes, but in Brighton University, maybe. Has sunk a few, you know.
I don't think this is going to work for our audience, that one. That's an analogy too far.
And you know what works, don't you?
Take a picture of it, put it on our website. They'll decide for themselves if it was an astute observation or typical Eli mouth garbage.
Although it is a beautiful day, it's not going to be great for photography, everyone.
Why?
Because of the harsh light. And
harsh light. Right, well... got nothing. Got nothing to add.
We need a coffee.
I need all the coffee.
I need something to eat.
Right, well then, hello.
Should we find the High Street?
Let's go and do that, yeah. Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Cheap Show. We're on a two-part episode. Part one begins today with Tat Hunt. What area are we in?
Teddington.
So I just call it Tat Hunt Teddington?
Yeah. Because it's all going to be teddy bears. They keep popping up as well in a synchronous way for me now.
What, teddies?
Yeah.
Even like little negligees.
The other day I sent in a picture for the next Cheap Show magazine that event is.
To avenge it.
And to avenge it. And one of the photos I took was
of... Just cut to the music now.
Was of a teddy
Getting
bear.
Bored of this.
Stop! You never let me finish my point. Was of a highlighter pen teddy bear gummy thing.
Great, I'm glad I let that pad out.
And
right.
Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Yes.
Come on, you're good at those songs, those Everts.
Not until I've had a coffee.
All right, we're going to try that later. Promise me you'll try a Cheap Show version of the Teddy Bear's Picnic song, you incorporating our trip to Teddington today in the lyrics, please.
Today's the day the Cheap Show boys go to Teddington.
Thank you.
Fuck me.
Where are we, though? Press the fucking credits.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking evil posse.
Cheap Show tonight.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Right.
So here we are on High Street. There's High Street and there's Broad Street. Now, I'm going to give my regards to that for now, but we're going to take the High Street. Hello, it's Cheap Show. I'm Paul Gannon. That's
Eli Silverman. Hi, everybody. Lovely to be here again.
And we're doing Tat Hunt Part 1 today in Teddington, or therein. The rules, just so we get out of the way now, right? The rule is, because we change it every now and then, depending on our mood and what
we
want to do.
How many Tat Hunts have we done?
I think this is our fourth.
This is only our second two-parter, though.
Yes, true. Right. Maybe our third two-parter. I don't know. I don't listen to the podcast. It's awful.
Two-parter the third.
Two-parter the fourth. A third, yeah. I don't know. Either way. So the rules this time is I'm going to give Eli a tenner. I'm going to give myself a tenner. And basically, we're going to try and find as much stuff for that tenner as possible, whether that's an album, a board game, a toy, a gadget, some trinket.
So what is the guiding principle? Interesting things.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Or the more bang for your buck for a tenner.
Yeah, but I mean, there might be a whole heap of tiles for like 50p. We don't want to haul those around. And they could technically be best value for money. What I'm saying is, we need stuff. Like scary toys.
Well, look, you know our audience. You know the show. Get what you think would be good for those. Don't go and get tiles because, oh, the remit is value for money.
Well, that's what you just said, bang for your buck.
Be happy, life is too short, says that window scraping.
It's a graffiti on the scraped into some kind of paint on the inside of the glass, everyone.
And then in part two, we'll look at all our stuff and we'll debate which one got the best stuff for a tenner. I think it's going
to
be me.
A month to live in that.
Yeah, but I bet it's really nice. And it's, what, three bedrooms and two bathrooms?
Unfurnished.
That's pretty good, to be fair, for the money.
Because you're miles
still
away
shit.
From the tube, aren't you?
Yeah. Still have to spend more money to get to your station or your bus. You know, it's a whole thing. This is posh lands, and we're infiltrating it.
Well, we're going to check the bus stop, aren't we?
Yeah. To see if this is on the route.
Well, there was no super loop. Ah, look at that. That's nice. Now, from the Wikipedia page, you see it says Teddington Branch.
Awesome studio.
But that was originally a Lloyds Bank. That's why it still says Teddington Branch over it.
Yeah? Fair enough. I presume you'll take a picture of that so people who are interested can see it on Instagram or our website.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. But now it's currently Awesome Studios, which looks, well, I mean, it looks like a studio space, maybe for performance and dance.
It does look. It's a really lovely cupola. Entrance, I think, is what they call it. A cupola, yeah.
I don't know. You could be making this up. I know.
But I thought you were going to do a gag.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
I haven't had
the
coffee yet.
Oh, mate, we need to get coffee in you.
Yeah.
Have you had none today?
Well, that's
you
why. My mate has an escort, right? So Francis Ford's Coppola. Oh, I hate this. I'm not doing this. So we're going to get some money. Actually, you know what we're going to do before we do anything? We're going to get a coffee.
Yeah.
We're going to chill. I'm going to down it. Then I'm going to get you money out. And then I'm going to get my money out. And then we're going to start the game. Sound like a plan?
Okay, great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we'll do High Street. And then we'll go the other way to Broad Street, yeah?
And, yeah, I'll give my regards when I get there.
I've done that gag.
You gave your regards, right?
I gave it, yeah. I can't wait another day. I'm just saying. I can't forget the rest of those words now. I can't wait another day because I love you. That was No More Lonely Nights I was singing.
Cavan Bakery apparently been baking daily since 1929.
I've been
what's
baking.
What's daily? Is that kind of cake or something? Oh, God.
We need coffee. Let's go get coffee. We'll see you in a bit, everyone.
What?
Also, if I
don't
say
like myself anymore.
If I say during today's recording, we'll see you in a bit, or if I say, right, we are, and then I say where we are, you have to smack me on the back of the head. Because I was listening to another episode where I kept on saying that,
see
and I was getting
bit.
Angry. So every time I say, see you in a bit before I start recording,
okay.
Or if I start a recording by saying the word, right, or okay, I've given you permission to smack me on the back of the head.
Okay, mate, will do.
But if you fucking smack me too hard.
Then you'll smack
I
me
might
back.
Go, no, I might go a bit harder. And then rub me tugger. Right, okay, let's get some cash out. What's this? What?
Parklet alert.
Rubbish taxi. Yeah, it's a van, that's why.
I hear it's a little parklet.
Yeah. Landmark Art Centre, where you can see John Isley, The Life and Times of Dire Straits, and a Q&A of Music and Memories.
Was he another guy in Dire Straits?
I have no idea.
Can you name
anyone
from Dire Straits?
Mark Knopfler?
Yeah, well done.
That's the only one I could tell.
Oh, remember Andy Parsons? He used to be on TV.
Oh, I'm Andy Parsons! Oh, I'm Andy Parsons!
That's not it.
I bet he's got a podcast, huh?
Oh, they've all got podcasts,
now,
mate.
Little update for everyone listening along. This isn't the place that we saw on the night bus that time.
No, it's not.
It must be around here somewhere, but we have seen some charity shops. One was shut and one was only for kids.
Yeah, this is all full of nappies and baby clothes and stuff, so...
But it would have toys, and we're allowed in. Men are allowed in.
No, I know, but I don't know. I'm not comfortable as our first stop being a charity shop largely for families to buy stuff for their kids, that's all.
We could pop in there and get some sweet toys for our listeners. I'm sure all our listeners would be agreeing with me now. Why am I talking like this?
I don't know.
Why am I so crap this week?
Why, do you want to have this discussion every week? Because we could, very easily.
You know what?
What?
Pishing needed.
I went for a pish in the coffee shop. Oh, yeah, we've had a coffee. We've brought out the £10 we need each for our challenge.
So
we're both thinking that maybe Teddington might not be the place to do this cheap shop.
But we have not checked Broad Street, which is the other street, which definitely has a stop.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're
definitely
doing now.
Teddington Broad Street is a stop on the Super Loop 7. So
we'll go. Maybe we should just go to Broad Street then.
I wouldn't mind sitting on one of these lovely logs.
There's a log here.
And also having a piss behind that tree.
Well, you should do both of those things.
Why? Not at once, though. If I sit on that log, you could carry the log over and I could piss the whole way into your mouth. Like that. Squeezing it.
How about
I pull the foreskin back so it go? You know, there's a hard jet into your mouth and it hits the top roof of your mouth. Like a fountain, like one of those.
I can't believe you're saying this on church property. There's a church here and you're saying vile stuff.
What? You don't care.
What I want you to do, ideally, is pull
leave
out
you
your
alone.
Pull out your little toadstool, right? Jam it, pull the foreskin back, jam it right up my nose and blast the back of my nasal passage with your skanky fucking piss, right? Until I'm literally like...
You can tell he's had his coffee, everyone.
I'm like choking on your fucking horrible piss. That's cascading down my throat.
And don't be turning this off and don't be saying anything that you don't need to be saying if you know, catch my drift.
How about this? To prove that I'm a gentleman and I won't record you peeing, I'll let you press stop on the recorder and then you can crack on, all right?
Okay.
So with that being said, I'm now going to allow Eli to turn this off and we will come back to you after this short break.
That one?
Yeah, that one. No, not that one. The little black square with the square on. Yeah, I am going to record him because fuck you. Now I'm just going to be super quiet. Dun, 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 dun.
Shut up! Can you stop?
He was having a piss by a tree. I don't know if you heard that, but it was funny, but only from my perspective. Right, we're on the bus and we're getting off the bus now. We're on the... What is this bus called?
R68.
Yeah, R68. We've only gone a stop or two, but we're now heading to our Broad Street, where already we've seen an Oxfam, so already we're excited about what to expect here as we get off.
Thank you very much for your help, man.
Thank you.
Right, here we are, we're off. We're off.
Yes.
Right.
So we're on Broad Street and it looks much more promising, doesn't it? It looks like the high street is the sort of posh end and Broad Street's for the people. Do you know what I'm
saying? Communal. The more...
There's a Boots. Yeah. It looks like there's chains down here. There's a Boots.
Yeah.
Cafe Nero. Super Drug. And we're outside the ubiquitous Gales, who are, I would say, the most expensive of the coffee shop chains in London.
I'll have a coffee and a small bat, please. Why? That's only £42.76, please. Why? I'll pay it if I have a big job in the city.
And look.
Oh, there's the Superloop stop, so we were right.
We were right.
Yeah.
So this must be...
where we came by on
this
that
This must be the exciting high street that excited our... wet our whistle all those years ago.
Inspired us.
Those 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, it was a long time ago. Fuck me, I hate time. Do you? Genuinely hate the passing of time.
But imagine if there was no time, then nothing would ever happen. So, and you couldn't even finish your first ever thought.
I wouldn't exist to thought. I wouldn't exist to have a thought, would I?
So you love
time. So what you're saying...
You depend on time then, don't you?
No, I'm saying...
You utterly depend on time. You hate the way that time passes.
Yeah, well,
that's like saying I hate time.
No, because time is fine. Time is fine. I'm fine with time, but time passing is what really grinds my gears. All right? I don't like going, there's a whole year...
It has to pass for it to exist, though. There's no time without it passing, is there?
All right, let me just put it this way. You have to shit, right? Humans have to shit. And sometimes you have a bad shit you'd wish you hadn't had or regret. But that's
not
like...
You can't regret a shit.
But of course you can. But what I'm saying is you don't hate the whole concept of shitting just because you had a bad one.
You can regret the moment you took the shit, but taking the shit is never a regret.
I know, so I'm not complaining about this concept of time. I'm talking about how I sometimes look
feel
forward,
old. Feel like old, an old fuck.
And feel like time is like racing away.
Yeah.
And I can't grab it long enough to hold on to it and just live in the moment.
Well, let's try to do a bit of that today here in Teddington Broad Street whilst we go on a little tat hunt for everyone to hear. What are you hoping to pick up today, Paul?
All right, well, I've got a tenner in me pocket.
I've got a tenner too.
And I think the plan is I'm going to look for a quantity over quality, I think.
As many items as possible.
I'm going to try to, unless something wows me, of course.
We'll have a little informal...
Oh, there's the SL7.
There it is.
Yeah.
We were up there.
Un lamenta.
Paul.
Hey, you know where we could record part two?
In the chapel at Heathrow.
Yeah,
let's do that.
We could do that.
Yeah, because you can get home easy from there as well.
Yeah, and you could as well, theoretically. Piccadilly all the way.
I'm up for it. 100% up for it. Great idea. Now.
Yeah. Go on. Just parked up next to us, the SL7. This will be its last stop for fucking miles by the sounds of
things. Well, that is that. From this to the next stop.
Yeah.
I don't think we even stopped here, though. Because it was the middle of the night, wasn't it?
So it went right past it.
Went right past this stop, I'm sure. But all I'm saying is we'll have an informal competition who can get the most amount of things.
Now, we need to figure out how to break this up. Are we going to...
You go one way, I go the other.
I'll tell you what, then. How about this? I'm going to start on the other side of the road
and
walk up. And then you start on this side of the road. We'll meet
up
at the top, catch up, walk back the other way to here. And then,
fantastic.
And then we'll figure. I don't know.
Okay, so I'll meet you back here.
What time? No, we'll meet you at the top of the road.
Yeah.
At about what?
Give it 45 minutes, I think. Yeah. Half an hour. At two. At three.
Yeah.
An hour. All right. See you then.
See you in a bit. All right. See you then. Ow! Shit! I wish I hadn't said that. Now.
I've got a ring on as well.
Don't smack me with your ring finger,
okay,
please,
sorry.
Daddy.
Don't say it.
We'll be along later.
Press the button. I should stop
You've
saying
got to
that.
You've got to stop saying that.
Smack me. Ah! Ooh!
This has got to get kinky. Right, well, it's been about half an hour, 40 minutes. And I've reached the end of my side of the road. Taking a sit down on this little park bench at the end of the Teddington Methodist Church Community Centre area. There's a bus going there, number 33, to Castlenau. Never heard of that place. Lonsdale Row, Castlenau. N-A-U, Castlenau. Anyway, Eli Silverman, my co-host and friend. What? I know, I was literally just saying I've never heard of the place Castlenau. Have you ever heard of that?
It's just up the road from Castle Past, and then...
Castle Future, yeah, got it. All right, sweet. No, nice.
Do you like that?
Castle Past, Castle Now, Castle Then.
Anyway, Paul, you were very much on the more charity shop rich side of the Broad Street, weren't
really?
You?
Really? How many did you have?
Three.
Yeah, there's four on this side, right. I think.
You got a big... notice there's a big BHF.
Yeah.
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 Any items? Oh.
And I've done well here.
Do you know what?
I tell you what, I'll be honest, I panicked because when I first looked at the road, I thought, shit, there's like one charity shop on this side of the road. I'll take me precious time in this one shop.
Right.
And I got a few things. And then I walked up a little bit, it was like, oh, there's another.
Yeah, massive.
Oh, there's another. Oh, there's a. Now, two things happened to me. Can I tell you these stories
before I get on?
One is, I'm in the first place and there's a little old lady sitting next to me. No, not sitting next to me, standing next to me, right?
Well, she'd have to be to fart, because that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God! No, for real. For real, seats.
Well,
you are
she was standing there, right?
Elderly fart whisperer.
Looking at, like, socks or whatever was hanging on the wall in the first charity shop. And then I heard this kind of... like a kind of quack. And then...
Oh, that sounds wet.
It smelt like a roast dinner, right? And then the woman who came to the shop, who was running the shop, walked past, went, tapped me on the shoulder, and she went, take that outside, dear.
Blame it on me.
No.
Why does this never happen? Weird.
And I said, that wasn't me, it was the little, and she was gone, the old little lady by that point.
Oh, I
shuffled
see.
Off.
She was gone.
Yeah. Anyway, the
you
second thing.
Okay.
Go on.
I'm going to accept that, because I believe you generally. But the fart, the way you described it, sounds like one of yours.
No.
And
it was a deep, wet one. Like muffled by a nappy kind of sound, you know. Like there's like 7 inches of tenor ladies between the arsehole and like it reaching my nose, you know.
Oh, that's quite disgusting.
Second thing is, I'm in the BA, the British Heart Foundation, right, and looking around, and there's a guy, mid 50s maybe, quite well to do. He picks up a jacket, and I think it was like 15 quid, right. And the woman behind the counter is very old, and he just throws it on the counter and goes, I'll have this for 10, love.
Oh.
And she went, oh, no, we can't change the prices. And he went, of course you can. Come on. It's only worth 10, this. And I haven't got time to mess around, so here's a tenner, throws it down. She's like, no, I've got to call the manager. He goes, no, you don't. And he put the phone down as she was holding it.
What? And
right, a piece
of shit.
Right. And then he started getting huffety.
A fucking chauvinist.
And then I said... And this is where Gannon's rage came up. And I was like, mate, it's a charity shop. Whatever it is you're buying, it's going to be much cheaper than what it is. So just spend the 15 quid. And it was like, mate, obviously you don't know about business. You don't know about haggling. You don't know. Anyway,
she
just...
go and find him.
No.
Because I want to hear him.
So anyway, what happened was, he ended up spending a tenner, right? And he left. And I went to the lady, here, here's a fiver. And I gave her a fiver. And I went, just put it in your tin.
He literally insisted on only paying the tenner.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't taking
well, no, and he basically put the tenner down, and he was basically halfway out the shop with the jumper at that point.
He just took it.
Yeah, he
That's
basically just...
theft.
Well,
that
no.
That is theft.
He was doing this. You're going to take it. You're going to take it.
Wow.
Like that. So then I just walked up and went, oh, here's a fiver.
Well, that's good of you, Paul, but fucking hell.
Yeah, I know. I was so, like, you know me. Sometimes I can't bottle that rage and it comes out in inappropriate moments. But
yeah,
I just thought, you
I
know what? No,
that
I'm not.
Was very nice of you. Very nice of you. But I hate to say it, but it kind of reinforces something we've talked about as a sort of cliche on this show before, which is the richer you are, the fucking meaner you are.
Oh, yeah, no. It's,
and the less
it's
generous.
Oh, fact.
That's actually a fact, yeah.
You did this test years ago where it was like a bowl of sweets. And when they told poorer people, obviously I'm highly reducing this down to the basic points.
Yes.
But poorer people who came in would take one or two sweets, right, and leave the rest. But rich people just take a handful without thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then come back for another handful.
But just the line that stands out to me, you obviously don't know about business.
Oh,
God, it makes me want to puke. This isn't business.
No.
It's charity, no, for one thing.
And, he had those
and you're
gold,
not.
Wrist, what are they called? Necklaces for the wrist, what are they called? Bracelets. He had a bracelet on. A necklace for the wrist. You know what I'm getting at?
I got bracelets on.
Yeah.
So am I, bastard.
Yeah, but his were like thick gold.
Yeah.
And like he had a thick gold one round, then he had like a fucking earpiece in.
I just, the whole attitude, it stinks, man.
Yeah.
You know?
He followed me into the shop I went into next, and I thought, I'm getting out of here before I kick off.
Wanker.
Before he fucking demands it. Anyway, so that was my... Anyway, long story short, I got a few items. I overspent in one shop, thinking I had nothing else to investigate.
All right.
But saying that...
You've spent your whole tenner.
I've done really well, considering.
I've only spent about half my tenner.
That's all right.
So far. I've got about three items, I think. Only three.
I think I've got like five.
Have you let them know that there was a box of free quinces?
Have we not mentioned the quince?
I don't think we have.
Let's go back. Go on, mention the quince.
just emblematic of how posh it is around here down Teddington. There was a box of quinces on someone's garden wall with
now,
a little
what's
notice.
A quince? For those of us who aren't in the lower those of us in the lower classes to understand.
Okay, a quince is a type of pear, and it's used to make quince jelly, which is eaten with cheese, especially in Spain.
Oh.
So manchego goes with the quince jelly. They often serve it with those manchego and.
It's also known for doing autopsies on people in the 70s in LA, isn't it?
Oh, quince.
Quincy,
right. Yeah. I knew you were going to have to try something. But there it is. It's a good looking... Smell it.
Can you have them raw?
Yeah, they're pears.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it was one of those cooked fruit things.
I'd want to get it under a tap before I took a bite.
Oh,
but maybe
yeah.
I'll taste that in episode 2 of
Could
this Tat Hunt, everybody. Now, a little information. Teddington is where we are.
Yeah.
This is on the Thames.
Yeah.
And one of the...
Teddy on the Thames.
One of the theories about how the name came about...
Yeah.
...is that this is the last point on the Thames where it's tidal.
What does that mean?
Past this point, it's not tidal anymore. You know the Thames has high tide and low tide?
Yeah.
Because there's a lock here.
And that
and
moderates
so it's,
the
it's
level
the tide
of the
end. Teddington.
It's a stretch,
that's what they say.
But I don't have the background to qualify that.
But
in
there
any
are
way.
Also other competing theories, such as Ted, House of Ted.
Yeah, no, House of
and
Teddy.
And also, there's a theory that says that there was a huge fan base for children's TV shows, and so it started off as being Super Teddington. Teddington, Super Teddington.
Do you want me to cut that last one out? Because you're doing all right
with
Matilda.
Let me just say a clean Super Teddington. And they...
You know I'm not going to edit it, so it's clean. So
can I just prove to everyone I can say Super Teddington?
Yeah.
Super Teddington.
Whereas I know for a fact it's named after a character from Heidi High, Ted Bovis, played by Paul Shane.
So it used to be called...
No, it used to be called Heidi Heidington. Here's the thing. I haven't mentioned, or we haven't mentioned, really, why we're doing two episodes in one go today, because you're not going to be available next week, are you? You're working on something.
I am appearing in...
Stuart's film.
Turn Back. Which
now,
a lot of people will be aware of, because it was... we used Barshans, which both of us appeared in.
Yeah.
They used that to help raise funds, and I believe it... Although it is still what is classed as an ultra-low budget...
Micro-budget.
It's ultra-low budget,
yeah.
Is the actual terminology. Feature. It was the record-breaking crowdfunder for an independent British horror.
Yeah.
So, I'll be shooting that over the next 2 weeks.
Now, we can't tell you spoilers or what happens in it, but I can tell you that Eli's playing Tramp 3 in this particular story.
Is this some way of having a go at me or something? Like, because I'm only good to play a tramp. Tramps are good characters, man. Good for character actors, you know?
It's like that one actor in America who always plays vagrants. Remember, he's the vagrant on the bench in Back to the Future. He's the vagrant in They Live who ends up getting in with the aliens and things like that. Gosh darn it! Whatever.
I'm loving the smell of this quince, actually. It's got a lovely, fresh...
fruity pear.
Smell it.
Yeah, no, it smells very kind of like...
smells.
It's like apple-y almost.
Do you know what it is? I think, yes, it is apple-y. Do you know what it is? I think I'm coming out of a bout of COVID, and it affected my...
nasals.
Affected my sense of smell and taste. Definitely did. I felt like everything was duller.
Yeah.
You know? It's horrible. Horrible.
So, with all that being said, I think it's time to swap sides, and I'm going to go down. And we'll do the same thing again. 30, 40 minutes, right?
At the other end where we started, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking maybe we jump on the SL7.
And go to Heathrow. That's what we're doing. We're going to do it.
I mean, we're riffing.
We should have some kind of break at a park.
Well, I mean, this is...
I might need to grab a bite after this.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we should... Before we get on a bus to Heathrow, let's little investigate, find something to eat,
We can get on the Superloop, man.
That
is going to be super cool.
Superloop is super cool, and we're the cool kids taking you.
So I'll meet you
at the where we started.
Should we
basically
say 40 minutes from now? Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we now? Let's have a look.
10 past.
It is 10:15. Right. So let's just say just around 10 to.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So are you? I tell you what. I did see a couple of things in there that I thought, oh, Eli might like that.
Right.
But you know.
Oh, there was a board game. True or false?
There's loads of board games. I saw loads of them in there. Yeah. And there's only one item that I wish I hadn't got, but it was too expensive.
It was Taskmaster.
I've got that.
You've got it already.
I've got the Taskmaster board game. I'm saving that for another episode later on down the line. It's one of those games where you can need to be at home to play, because it says run to your kitchen and grab a sausage and whatever.
It's one of those tasks, yeah.
But it is one of those episodes I'm thinking of doing for maybe a future TV show, board game, game show special episode.
Well, that's
maybe
why
next year.
I mentioned it to you, because I know you have a particular interest.
Yeah. We should do a Richard Osman special, where we just do all the most borderline, boring, middle-of-the-road, safest, fucking middle-class comedy that isn't here to offend, and it's just lovely, gentle theft of other people's more original, edgy thoughts. God, I hate you and your fucking Thursday Murder Club bollocks. Well, with your fucking cunt. Fucking goggle-eyed, big-eared, fucking ogre-ish cunt.
He's a massive person.
Literally.
Yes.
And, I think he's single-handedly why the UK comedy scene in this country is fucking dog's bollocks.
The UK comedy scene in this country?
Specifically in this country.
Oh, you mean England?
Yes.
Right.
Right, so I'll see you, Jimmy. See you in about 40 minutes. Here we go. Right, off we go. Right, well, I've just bumped into Eli coming out of the Teddington Hardware pound store kind of thing, whatever it was.
That's right. I picked up some interesting non-charity shop items. Wow, that's a loud bus, huh?
That's a loud bus. I'm all done. Oh, it's quiet around here. There's only two charity shops on that side of the road. You're right. I thought there was more.
Yes. But any interesting finds?
Yes.
Good. I've found some interesting things,
I went into one place and I slapped this item down and I went, I'll give you a fiver for it. And she went, I have to speak to the manager. And I went, you don't fucking know.
I'm backing away. This is the way he's moving out. You don't know about business, love.
You don't know about business, love.
And literally, the worst as well is when he puts his hand on the receiver when she's trying to call the manager.
That was awful. That was fucking awful. Anyway.
Which do you think was your favourite charity shop today?
I like the Shooting Star one, because there was something in there that I found which was like, oh yeah, that's weirdly unique. And
I like Shooting Stars as well. I found something in there that had the sort of the best curation, I think. Oxfam always suffers from having too much, you know, fair trade chocolate and, you know, all of that stuff.
And new frankly, products. Just brand new stuff, yeah.
So that
suffered. Did you notice the Mike Batt album in there?
I did.
Yeah. And did you notice the...
It said Merton, right? Because he must be from Merton, which is sort of not that far from here. It's down around here.
I was tempted to get it, but then I saw the price and went, excuse me, how much?
Right?
It was like £6, £5.99. Yeah. And then there was another album I was going to get called The Exotic Adventures of Eskimo Nell. And it's kind of an infamous British erotic comedy kind of thing. But that album looked genuinely interesting, but it was like £12, I think it was, £10, £12.
I've got a couple of things for myself. So I'll discuss those as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
In episode two.
Which we're heading into soon, actually.
So, I'll say, the funk isn't high here.
No.
But you get things that are good quality, because of the wealth, at reasonable prices. And don't you?
It wasn't too expensive here. Yeah. I was expecting to have more of a turmoil in going, oh, do I get that, or do I get that, you know what I mean? And actually it turned out I got quite a lot bang for my buck.
I did as well.
That's all right.
Yeah. It really focuses the mind, though, having the tenner limit, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to blow it all on one thing.
No.
Do you?
So, what do we do now, then?
Oh, we need another coffee, mate.
We do need another coffee. Where should we go?
I'm loath to say Gale's.
No, because we can't, because I haven't got £40 to spend on two fucking macchiatos.
Any more incidents?
No, although when I was in Oxfam, there was a woman who wouldn't get out of my way, but not in a way where it was just kind of awkward. It was like I'd be looking at a book, and then she would stand right in front of me to look at the exact same book, and I'd say, excuse me, and she'd go, oh, and then move out of the way, and then it happened twice more.
Oh, wow.
And then there was one woman who nearly caused an accident on the road.
Oh,
Because one of the things that really grinds my gears as a human being, Mr. Silverman, is when there's a crossing, right? A crossing with lights and a beaker, and it, not a beaker, a beacon, and it goes beep, 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 and you know how to cross. Yeah. But this one woman, less than 2 metres away from it, decided to go, I'm just going to cross the road here instead, right in the front of a bus, which slammed on its brakes, which had to swerve a little bit, which nearly hit a car going in the direction. And she just went, oh, what have I done? And they just kept on walking.
Well, people never learn. Anyhow.
I just get angry about people who cross the road when there's a crossing right there and you can't walk another metre to get it. You're that impatient.
Really exceptional weather today. I know that's boring for everyone. But
it is nice.
It's incredible. It's like, must be in the early 20s.
I mean,
22, 23. Has it got that high?
I don't know if it tells me on my watch. No, it doesn't tell me on my watch. But I'm sure phones would. But I can't even check that, can I? Because it tells me in fucking Fahrenheit or Celsius, whatever it is, the one I'm not meant to have.
Why did I just see an advert for a Netflix show, Victoria Beckham? Who do I think I am?
Because they're still rinsing that.
You're nobody at all. Yeah. You're just a Beverly Hills housewife. Do you know what I mean?
You were literally no one until you... out of all the Spice Girls, I think she put the least effort into being part of them.
Just the grift of celebrity in this era is just...
When you're not good at doing anything, all your brand is your name. And her name is built on 90s nostalgia and being married to a much more successful and popular football player who calls her out on her bullshit more than I expected.
Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, just thought I'd mention that. What are we going to do now? Have we done enough for this episode, you think?
I don't know. These episodes always end up being short, but they're two parts, so get with it.
I would just wanted to say, I've had a really lovely time today here in Teddingham.
I've had fun in Teddyham.
I'll have some Teddyham. Gets a bit off the rump, little bit off the nose. Teddyham. Bear ham. We eat bears.
Snuffle gristle. Fry a bit of nose.
Yeah. Wanted to say thank you for listening, making this possible.
But we don't know how long this episode is.
I know, but I just wanted at this point in the episode, wherever it is, say thank you so much to the listeners for making this possible by listening, and especially our Patreons.
Who also do a sterling job in giving us an excuse every week to carry on living.
Obviously, so, there's a Patreon.com.
It is. Come on. Come on.
For you, maybe.
We'd be dead years ago.
No, I don't think.
I'd be dead years ago
without
cheap.
I'm trying very hard not to die, okay?
You're not doing that good a job considering your diet, your health regime, your
I'm not going to rise to it this
your
week.
Your feverish gambling addiction.
I'm not going to rise to it
Your
this
need
week.
For cracker cocaine. Cracker
accuse
cocaine.
Me. When in doubt, just accuse. He's go straight to accusing me of being a cracker.
When in doubt, call him out.
There are some crackheads around here.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed.
Did you see the one on the bus? The guy had what can only be described, I'm not trying to be classist here, as prison tattoos. Yeah, all over his face.
He had one on his...
Both got on the bus without paying. Went, thanks.
Yeah, I think quite rightly she was like, I'm not going to deal with those two, so just get on and then get the fuck off. But he had a tattoo on his neck that says, I'm too freaky, right? Except it was spelt wrong. It was called I'm too frecky.
Perhaps he was a freckly man at some point.
That's all I can guess. But either way, it didn't say freaky, which was, I think, his intention. There's T.G. Jones.
God, it sucks so bad.
It does, doesn't that? You know when you talk about intensification, that is like one of the flag waivers for that.
It is a form of intensification. I think the term.
Where are we going?
Look at this. This group. I just want to mention for the fans of late modernist architecture.
Yeah.
It's very good round here for what I'd like to term suburban vernacular brick brutalism, like that.
Like this one in the corner.
The curtain wall, the window.
Guardians in residence.
Oh, is it abandoned?
Well, yeah, I presume so. And they've got people living in there as security and cheap rent.
The brickwork.
And that little by church road private little area. That's a nice little area, isn't it?
Well, often I find with modernist churches, like what that obviously is, is the housing built blocks that they build next to them. They've done it with churches for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Where the rector lives or whatever. They often build them in a similar style or complementary, you know, in some way.
But these look more like houses you give to nurses by a hospital.
Yes, or an old person's home. It has that vibe. Church Road.
Yeah.
Church Road.
Why is it always churches have Slimming World meetings there?
Because everyone's a fucking godless atheist these days, aren't they?
That's the only way you can get them into church, is to say, come on, fatty, come in here.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll not only lose weight, but lose your atheism.
And then you can say things like, you know why you're fat? Because God hates you. T.G.
Don't
Jones,
you like
going
God.
Back for that. That's not the same font, even.
No.
It's an in-shitified font. Do you know what I mean? It's got no... It's sans serif or whatever.
Because there's no T.G. Jones. There's no Terrace Gerald Jones in existence. You know what I mean?
It's bullshit, and I hate it. And it
I
makes
hate
everything
it. I
shit.
I hate it more than
I
you.
I hated W.H. Smith, though, to be frank, as well. So.
Well, these days, yeah, but back in the day...
Yeah,
it
they
used
were
to be a great,
great
place to get
with
books
the
and
orange
toys.
Logo, yeah, when it was like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the orange cube logo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like W on one side, H on the other, and an S on the top.
It's in the in-shitification, although that term, like I was going to say, was invented for specifically web platforms, you know,
I think
websites.
They use churches to swimming worlds, because when you get on the scale, someone goes, Jesus Christ! And then when you lose the weight, they go, Jesus Christ, you've lost weight. Holy shit. All right, pastor. Ah, fuck it. So what do you want to do? Should we get a bus and head to Heathrow?
Well, that's what we're going to do, right?
But here's where
I go to a park first?
Well, there's a Bushy
Maybe
Park
get
up the road.
A takeout sandwich. I'm like... I'm...
There's a Bushy Park up the road.
Yeah, should we go to Bushy Park?
We
Bushy
could go
park.
To Tesco. Get a Tesco meal deal.
Yes.
Jump on a bus a few stops. Go Bushy Park.
And then finish this episode.
Yeah, unless you want to go to Heathrow and end the episode there.
I want
there.
To end it there. No,
well, you know what the problem is?
I don't. We're not ending. We've got a whole other episode.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is where I don't know the delineation between the two episodes is going
to
go.
We get some food, go to Bushy Park, end this episode. Don't do the reveal. Just eat a sandwich on a bench.
But we have to come back here, though, to get the bus to... Well, we to get the Superloop.
Let me just have a look if there's a nearer place.
This might be the last bus stop before...
It is.
Exactly. So
no, there's
means...
one more, Hatton Cross, and then it's Heathrow after that.
But then we
have two,
to get...
I think, two more stops.
Yeah.
Let me just see what this local area is saying.
Well, the nearest park is Bushy. If
That's
we carry on going
huge.
Up the road.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Christ, is that Bushy Park?
Yeah.
That's Hampton Hill.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's the Thames meander. It's on a meander of the Thames. That's what I heard. Teddington.
That's what I heard as well. That's the rumour.
Oh look, I've got a little fox logo on my.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Is that how you see yourself as a little fox?
An urban fox.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shagging in bushes out loud.
I
and
wish I was shagging sometimes. Don't take that out.
They do it.
They do it my round my way.
Yeah.
That. There was obviously that comic pop hit, wasn't there? That's what the fox says or whatever.
Did you see that flexi they had in one of the charity shops, which was we covered it before. Oink. The oink came from the oink album.
Oh, they had that.
Yeah.
But
it was folded right across half of it.
Not
so it
worth
was like,
it.
Not
if it was in
it.
Nice con.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Worth picking up, but...
No. So... So I just don't know what to do now. Let's go Tesco's and get a sandwich meal deal, right? And then maybe get a bus
And then
to
just
Bushy.
Get on the bus and then do the next episode. We don't have to go to the park, do we?
I don't know.
I mean, what I'm saying is it's an incandescently beautiful, clear day. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Like I keep saying, I don't know why you're finding this so difficult.
I'm not finding anything difficult.
All right, good.
All right, I just want to hear what you want to say now.
Get some food.
Nom nom.
Go to the park.
Yeah.
Eat the food.
Yeah.
Finish this episode.
Then get on a bus and make our way to Heathrow to the chapel
where we'll reveal our
bits and bobs.
Booty.
Yeah. And then we'll
tat
fuck
booty.
Off or something.
And then we'll fuck off or something.
Something, yeah.
Is that okay?
That sounds
does
like a plan to me.
Good.
Here we go. All right, then. In that case, that's what we're going to do. Let's go to Tesco.
Oh, I've got a message from the...
Film people.
Producer, yeah.
Fired. It replaced you with a fox. Dear Eli, we've decided you can't be in our film no more because of your honk. Because of
my
your
nose.
Ghastly honk. No, your stench.
Oh, my stench, yeah.
No, you're putting people off the film.
It's a stench clause.
Oh, is there? You've got a stench clause in? No matter how bad I smell, I'm turning up on set and you're filming me.
There's a lot of people high up in showbiz who stink and no one can do anything about it. I'm looking at you, Bill Oddie.
Bill Oddie's got a smelly body. Bill Oddie's smelly body. Oddie's
no, that's
body.
That's all fine. There's a revised contract for me to sign, sir.
So you're not going to be unavailable for our live show.
I'm not. So
good.
You can rest easy, Mr. Gannon.
I've rested easy. You're the one having a hissy fit. Oh, no, I can't do nothing. They're going to go in blah, blah, blah. Calm down. Let Gannon Daddy take you by the hand and sort it out, which is what I did.
Fucking...
I'm not your handler.
Can you press...
Are you going to... This is your... I was nearly going to slap you then for saying press the button.
Well, we've got to sign off.
Right, see you in a bit. Ow! I did it on purpose because it's a kink. It's a kink I've got. Where's Tesco? Right, well, we have wandered into Bushey Park, about a 5-10 minute walk away from Broad Street in Twickenham, and we just found a log to sit on.
I've got something to say.
Eli's got something to say.
Bushey Park, more like Grassy Park.
Yeah, not a lot of bushes for a place called Bushey Park. It's quite open plan, for want of a better phrase. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, we're going to wrap this episode up here, I think.
Yeah. What did you get in your meal deal?
I got a chicken Caesar sandwich, a chicken Caesar wrap.
Because I got a chicken bacon chicken Caesar.
Yeah.
As part of the primo. I got a primo. It's £5.50. What's yours for?
£4.25
Yeah. They're not what they used to be, are they?
No. But then you get there quite late in the day. You haven't got the variety that you want. You know, there's more available to you when you get there early, but we got there end of the day, so, you know, what do you expect?
Yeah. That's true, but it was a big Tesco.
It was a big
modernist building.
Yeah.
And quite a good range because it had that big Tesco vibe. Paul, so you got a chicken Caesar.
Yeah.
Wrap.
Yeah.
And what was your snack? That was your main.
Those, what was it? Fucking hell, get it out. Don't need to see the things I bought for next episode. The Fridge Raiders meat-free, slow-roasted, tasty bites, generic meat flavour thing. I don't know. I don't really want them now. I feel quite sick.
I'll taste those.
You can have them, honestly.
You know what I got? I got the actual chicken foam ones. These are the Fridge Raider chicken foam, fake nugget, foamy chicken, rubber chicken.
It's all foamy, yeah.
Right, have a smell of this.
Oh, we're doing that, are we?
Yeah.
But you can have them. I'm not in the mood. Oh, no. What stinks that? That's not what I expected
smell
at all.
That.
Hang on, I'm gonna. What is this?
Oh man.
Yeah, what is that? It smells like wet McDonald's.
It's not a good smell, is it? Because I just had the meat version of those.
Oh, the clammy.
Yeah.
All right, that's for the ground to eat. All right, I'll have this one. It's all right.
Is it?
I mean, it's smoky tofu, basically.
God. Oh.
No, that's the first spitty out I've seen from Eli ever.
Dude, that is bad, man.
Yeah.
That's tofu would be better. That's having just eaten the meat version of the exact same product, they are miles apart. God, that's horrid.
Yeah, well, I won't be eating the rest of them then. I'll put them in a bin when appropriate.
Yeah, you didn't do well on the snack. You should have got some crisps, mate.
I didn't. You know what? I just, honestly just didn't want the snack. I just wanted the sandwich, the wrap and the drink.
And the drink. And so what drink did you go for? Oh, latte.
Latte. Iced latte. Iced latte. Keep it simple. What did you get then?
Well, you can't get a hot latte in the fridge there, can you?
Not in the fridge, but you can get a hot latte there. They have a Costa machine, so you could.
You can't get it on the meal deal, though.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, certainly in Sainsbury's you can. I didn't check today when I was in Tesco's, but yeah.
Anyway.
What'd you get? This is the wrap-up now, by the way. We're closing this part of the day off, and the next part, next week, is when we're heading off to Heathrow to do the evaluation of the thing we bought. Anyway.
Fridge Raiders. Real chicken breast, southern chicken style. Just smell the empty bag, just for a contrast.
All right.
How appetising that smells compared to the last one.
I mean, it still smells fake.
Oh, that's much nicer.
It's nicer by comparison.
Oh, it's got a spice, sweetness, umami on the nose. That smells like shit.
Yep.
Shame on you.
Fridge Raiders.
For passing that off. Only someone with no sense. You were like, yeah,
desperate
tofu,
vegetarians.
God, it's awful. It tasted poop. It didn't just taste of nothing. It tasted
of poop. Can I show you something?
And what drink did I get?
Well, what did you get?
You haven't told you my main either. Chicken bacon posh.
Chicken bacon posh?
Yeah.
Oh, you
chicken
did.
Caesar and bacon on sourdough ciabatta.
I hate that bread. I've had it before. I do not like that bread.
What,
it tastes weird.
Their particular ciabatta. Oh, God.
It's like fluffy, crumbly muck bread.
Very really technical. Is. Don't look in my bag. Don't be looking in the bag.
I'm not, because I'm also praying that
What did you get for your drink, Eli?
Pink lemonade, zero sugar, energy, Lucozade, uplift.
Yay!
Uplift.
Let's have a taste of this.
Yeah, have a taste of that. I'll try that.
Yeah.
If that's all right with you.
Sure.
Oh. Because, you know, I like Lucozade. I like pink lemonade.
I
wonder what it'll be like with zero sugar, though. That's the question I have. Right, he's having a slippy syrup.
Oh, that's very good if you ask me. It really has a... The aspartame is there if you're looking, but it's not...
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. Yes, that is there. It's in there. I'm not complaining. But it's softened by the kind of florally pink lemonade-y part of it.
And it has a nice citrus...
It's all right.
Yeah, they're getting better, I'm telling you. Now, sugar-free things are getting better, I'm telling you.
You got to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. Can I show you something that I'm quite excited to open?
I have to admit.
Can I show you something I'm really excited to open?
That's where he admits to being a wife beater in that song, John Lennon. I used to get mad with my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things.
But now it's a song, so you can all calm down. I don't. You know what I mean?
But, no, all right, he was John. An arsehole. But
yeah, I think he was an arsehole until his dying day. Frankly,
he was a musical genius.
Yeah. Well, you know. Genius is fine. You can get away with it if you write some good songs, apparently, if you can beat people up. Can I show you something?
Is this something you got this
in the post?
For the next episode?
No, I'm going to get it now because the next episode's the next episode.
Great.
So this, I think I talked about this before, but a few years ago, there was a company that did these limited edition Ghostbusters badges.
Oh, fucking hell.
And there was one in particular I was trying to get hold of. The black and bronze Ghostbusters logo. Oh. It looked beautiful. However, couldn't get it on eBay. The guy who was selling it for like $90 or something. And then was a prick about it when I tried to ask more about it and he just blocked me. So fuck that guy.
Well,
private eBay seller.
Why? Because what did you ask? What about the condition or what did you ask?
The condition and could he... Because his description said the logo but the picture showed Ecto-1. And I was like, which one is it you're selling?
Right.
And he was weirdly vague and a prick about it. Yeah. Anyway, someone pointed me out to a Japanese auction site.
Uh-oh.
Where
Slippery slope.
No, legitimate place.
No, they are often legit. I'm not saying that. It's a slippery slope because you get addicted to...
Well, oh,
like
yeah,
Tecmoan,
okay. Yeah.
He's always on them, you know what I mean? How many watch words have you got on Japanese auction sites?
I don't have any, because you can use Sendico, can't you, to get bulk orders from there. Like, right. Like, people say it's a bad idea now that the West are getting into it, because it means that they're kind of stealing retro gadgets from people in Japan who might... I don't know, it's a whole thing about secondhand goods. Anyway, that website, this Japanese website, had this badge. And I was like, can anyone help me understand how to get this PIN badge, please? And someone on Blue Sky, an amazing person in Glasgow called Sinbad, that's what they're, I think it's moniker.
Their moniker.
You know what? Let me double check. It's only fair.
Monica Sinbad. Is that
Monica,
the name?
Monica Sinbad, yeah. Well done.
Ms. Monica Sinbad.
Yeah, that's their name. Miss Monica Sinbad. Sinbad. So.
Don't say it five times, it'll appear.
But it's because the real name is. Domo Arigato. No. Which is like...
that's just saying hello, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the name is on Blue Sky. Anyway, they went out of their way to, because they had an account with a Japanese auction thing, to get it for me, get it sent over and post it to me.
Because they're a cheap show listener.
Yeah, so can I just say a huge, huge, huge thank you to you from the bottom of my heart for this. So let me see what fits in here, because I've been waiting for this for a while. Oh, what's this?
Well, you haven't actually looked yet.
All right, this is the whole...
A review.
Yeah, because that's what you get from the auction. It's like an Etsy kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, no! It's different badges. It's not those ones.
Oh, God.
I don't know what these are. Oh, they're Ouija board pins. Oh! I thought they were the pins from...
Well, you're not going to pay now, are you?
I mean, I am still going to pay. Sinbad, thank you. I mean...
Why did they pick these up
No, this is something I ordered. I just forgot I'd ordered it because it was months ago.
So you're still going to get the Ghostbusters
pin? Yeah, it should have come today, but I thought this was
it. You've got two of these?
Yeah, one's for Sudo.
Oh, yeah, because they're into that kind of thing, aren't
they?
Yeah, so... These are quite nice. These are...
Spoilers, Sudo, I've got you a pin badge.
Rectangular Ouija board pins that have... they literally are working mini Ouija boards, essentially, because they've got a...
Planchette.
A planchette on in a groove that goes back and forth with the alphabet and the numbers...
Yeah.
Below, so it's like a little mini Ouija board pin. A nice thing. But, I like it, and that goes back and forth. So someone could do an impromptu
Ouija board,
like when you're at the disco or whatever.
I was very excited. I thought I was going to end this episode with my Ghostbusters badge. And don't worry, I mean, I'm fine with these. I ordered these. I just forgot because it was so long ago that when I heard that they were coming today, I thought, oh, they're coming.
You could have checked.
Could have, but I wanted the surprise.
Yeah, well, the badge is still coming.
I've got badge blue balls now.
You certainly do. Now...
What are we doing? Let's just wrap this up now.
Look, I'm wearing our new pin badge today.
available at our live show October 18th. Tickets still available. Paul Putner, Ria Lena joining us for a 10-year celebration of our podcast as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. You can go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, if you want to get tickets. There's a link there. Or go to the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival website and look for Cheap Show and get your tickets. They're dirt cheap. I think it's like 12 quid, whatever. Job done.
Lovely job.
And that, can we wrap this up now? Because we've still got an episode left and I just want to chill for a bit. Can we do that?
I'm not pushing this forward.
Do you want to say goodbye?
I do want to say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm going to give you...
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. And even though this wasn't the badge they wanted,
oh,
this
boo-hoo-hoo.
It's a badge I needed.
You're badge rich. You're
anyway,
badge privileged.
I still want to say thank you to Sinbad.
You've
for
got enough
this.
Badges. How about that?
I've got plenty badge.
Yeah.
I've plenty badged up. Right. Anyway, Sinbad, thank
Some
you again.
Say too much bloody badges.
Please, other than that, other than
that, so
we'll
dodge.
See you next week. It does sound dodge, actually, when I say it out loud. We'll see you all next week for part two of
Love
Towns,
you guys.
Where we'll evaluate our booty.
Teddington to Ham.
Teddington to Heathrow. That's what we're doing.
It's Teddington, isn't it?
Teddington.
Love it around here.
It's really
I wish I
chill.
Could afford to live around here.
I wish I could afford to live slightly better than where I am right now in general.
I keep beeping, sorry.
He's beeping, I'm beeping, we're all beeping. We'll speak to you, we'll see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, and thank you to patreon.com/cheapshow for all your support. Thank you very much. It's all very nice. I got to get this in before the music comes up. Oh, the music's coming in. It's getting louder.
Bye.
Oh, quick, it's coming in. Oh, no.
Bye, everyone.
Next week on Cheap Show.
It's not going to happen, is it? It's got a whiff of dog shit so bad from the dog shit
bin.
Yeah. I thought you'd farted.
No.
It had that fresh urgency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that was just, you know, like, Just Lane.
There must have been hot,
fresh.
Steaming Just Lane eggs right below my nose in there.
Fresh out the baker's oven. You got famous
here we go.
Overnight.
This isn't about me. And no, I wouldn't.
Fucking John Belushi over there.
He was dead at 31.
Yeah, well, you've done
and
all
I
right
got
there.
To 50.
Well done, you.
Well, how could I be anything like him then?
But yeah, you got famous though. If you got famous at 31.
Maybe. Christ.
Yeah. There you go. So, you know. Oh, can we give it a minute in case Big Dog bite me? I don't want to get caught between rutting dogs.
They look like those XL bullies.
Oh.
That's a...
Oh. We're getting fucking fucked to death by a dog. Alright. Here we go. We're on the... Was it
285?
285. That's where we're going. So we're going to Heathrow Airport Central. But this is a brand new episode of Dusk Bussin.
No, it's
where we go on a busk at dusk. You can't fuck about with time. Not like that. You can't. It's
time
just...
has been the theme, hasn't
yeah.
it, today? Anyway.
And shitting.
It's always shit.
Which is just spoiler warning. That's how I'm capping off my day.